Hey, thanks for holding the line. Appreciate the patience. This is Jolene.
Yes.
Hey, Jolene, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, this is Roger. Do you recognize me?
Of course.
Oh, great. So, yeah, I believe we are in the completion phase. I see that we're going to be working on your payment system, and later today it will be fixed. And we are going to deploy your website live. But your host is not here, and your domain is with Wix. So what
Correct.
Is your plan? What is your plan? Do you want to stick with Wix, or you want to move somewhere else? Because then again, if we go to Wix, it will not give you results. It will not give you clients unless you pay them. All right?
Hold on. We already talked about it. This is why you confer. This is why you kind of. This is was your idea to use this platform, and you
exactly.
will be the host. And this is what we pay for it, and think we already agree on it.
See, host will be you. All right, it's going to be your server, and on that host, we will transfer this domain. Remember. That's what we talked.
Yeah.
And what I pursued you to go for the upgrade in terms of creating a website for yourself is your intellectual property rather than paying Wix for it, right? Now, there was a template that you created with Wix. That template was the website. A certain fee you were paying for the website, right? Now, instead of that certain fee, you have this website that you paid for that we created, all right, with the upgrade as well. Now, we will deploy it live, all right? When we say we deploy it live, we need a domain in the host, correct?
Correct.
So, domain is already there with you. That is clean water services, but that is with Wix, all right? But now, let's say, if you want to quit working with Wix, but you don't want to lose your domain, we will have to transfer this domain onto your server, all right? Now, that host server will actually be going to a place for your website, for your domain, and for your emails. And later down the road, whatever database that you will have on the website will be saved on the same storage, right? So that is something that is missing. Now, for the domain, let's say we transfer the domain to your server, right? We will have to pay a certain fee to Wix, right? And we will purchase this domain for them in terms of moving it, all right? We will move
Hold on. Why you have to pay to Wix to remove my domain name?
See, you will not remove it, and we will not even tell them that we're migrating it. If you will tell this to them, they will hold that domain hostage, all right? And then the situation will go into another, you know, route that we don't want to get in. Now, let me explain you what happens. Every month or every year, they increase the pricing, right? They hold the website, they hold their domain. So what we are going to be doing, we will deploy our host, we will create your host server, and on that server, we will move the domain, right? When we say move, for now, it's on Wix server. We will move it to your server. That makes the domain as your intellectual property. All right, now you are no more with Wix. Once I tell you, hey, Galena, it's done, you can end the subscription that you have with Wix. You're not supposed to pay them. You're not supposed to renew anything. You're not supposed to, you know, go with any of their plan. You will have
right.
the plan with you, but there's supposed to be a host with you where we're supposed to deploy all these things. And I think you don't have the host with you, correct?
I think you will be the host.
We will be the host, but it depends for the tenure that you want, and you will have to pay a fee for that, all right? But now let's say if you want a lifetime solution, just like your domain, because if we transfer this domain on your server, there will be no fee for the domain that you're supposed to pay, because that domain will be registered as your intellectual property. That is going to be for a lifetime. But now for the server, you will have to pay a certain fee on a monthly basis. All right? Now you have two options. You can go with shared host server, and you can go with dedicated host server. And let's say you don't want to get in a situation where you're renewing things, you can go for a lifetime plan. You can pay for 5 years upfront in the services that will be provided for lifetime, all right? That is one offer. First of all, I would like to know, would you be needing a dedicated server or you need a shared host server?
I'd like to remind you something. Remember, you sent me a contract exactly about that, because we already go through all this. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And it was already paid for it. And it's exactly what dedicated. Remember?
Let me take a look on that.
I pay for that. And the rest of it, I will give you a tax deduction.
Let me take a look. Hey, Galena, I'm here.
Hi, yes.
Yeah. You are correct, that's correct. But you know, the problem is, that server thing is not resolved, right? Because you told me that you're going to provide me tech certification, correct?
Yes, I will.
So,
as soon as I receive invoice, I will send you the tax deduction, the certification. Yep.
All
but
right,
I don't receive any invoices yet. When I receive invoice for $399 and $700, here you go. The rest I will send you immediately.
All right, so you want me to share the invoice for the server, and you will give me the tax exemption on it. Well, you know, I got it. I remember that conversation. And, you know, hold on for a second. Let me take a comment. Yeah, go ahead.
And actually, it was a little miscalculation on that, like $5 somewhere flying, because on the contract, it was exact amount.
Yeah, I have it with me.
Yep.
Do you have access to your email?
Yes.
All right. Just update your send and receive.
Okay. I did. You just sent me something?
Yeah, I sent you the email with the state staff, like the total for the dedicated.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you are right. So hold on for a second. Let me, just confirm it with my team.
Yeah.
I appreciate your patience. Well, we have a situation here, and the taxation guy, the CPA we have here, he's already taking care of the tax exemptions and things like that. All right. So we would not be needing that tax exemption certificate, right? And I guess it was worth $4,000, correct? So what we can do, instead of 2,395, you can, you know, just pay 2,000 and, you know, we'll provide you the lifetime server and we'll make sure we provide you the maintenance service as well.
Hey, this is not what our deal was. Otherwise, I would not go through it. I already tell you, I don't have money. I give you my last penny and we negotiate this. Now you're changing terms on me after all work is done.
It's not like that. Trust me,
Is like that. First of all, your taxes is not done because this taxes, you will file taxes in the beginning of next year for 2022.
See,
this
yes,
is what
you
cannot
right.
lie.
Exactly, you are right. I'm not lying. Obviously, we would be filing taxes later down the road, but as per the CPA, he is not ready to take that as he's telling us that he is going to take care of the taxation and he wants to pay the tax. He don't want to save the tax, right? What they don't want any kind of exemption. They want to pay the tax because what they are working on, they need to pay a certain amount of tax every year, right? And that's the
obviously. And because what they going to pay taxes, every year, everybody does it. Company does it. People does it. Everybody does it. This deduction, where you take it out of your taxes, and it's 100% tax deductible. All deductions, what I send you, the amount, it will be minimized your taxes exactly in this amount.
Well, I would say we actually don't count with that.
I do know because I'm a CFO of the company and I know the rules. I know how it works. We're in a business for 20 years and this is always was like that. People love that.
I know. You're absolutely right. And he is also accepting that fact. You're not getting my point. Now, let me explain it again.
Okay.
He is more patriotic towards the country, right? Since he is patriotic, he wants to pay the tax, right? Like, let's say he's not entrusted to get any kind of exemption or waiver on the tax, right? Now, this guy, who's the owner, right, he is so patriotic that he wants to do something in return for the country. And that is why
this
he's forward to have any exemption.
This is exactly patriotic to do such a donation of your work to very poor non-profit company who is helping people. This is a patriotic.
You are right.
This is patriotic.
Yeah, you are right. This is also patriotic, right? But, you know, I cannot just go to the owner and, you know, tell them to do this. Well, instead of 4,000 of exemption, you know, I'm providing you something worth over 4,000. But, you know, you can, like, let's do 2,000, right? I'm telling you, pay 2,000 and let's settle this down. I don't want this exemption from you.
But this is the only thing how I can do it. Otherwise, if you would not be agree on these terms, I would not even start this job because this is not what I'm looking for in the beginning. You convinced me to take a different approach, and I follow you because we agreed on same terms. Now you're changing terms. I don't have money to pay you, period.
And I really apologize for that because I remember I told you that we can go that way where you
exactly.
can.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I told you, yes, we can. All right, but, you know, I'm just a project manager here. I take care of the project. And, you know, most of I'm related to the production department. So that is why I cater to the clients as well. But this is something, you know, as per the policy that I'm sharing from the company, all right? And I'm bound. I'm just working and taking care of my bread and butter from this job. I cannot, you know, take this big decisions.
So you're not a person who make decisions. So in this case, how you can agree with my terms, with our terms, what we agreed on? If you don't
I
have,
told you,
if you are
I,
not decision maker.
I told you that we can, like, you know, I'll try and we can do that way. But, you know, when we discussed with the CPA, when I kept you on hold, I discussed it with the CPA, and I thought that, you know, he would be pleased.
Roger, you should discuss this before you agree with me. You were so in a hurry to receive $700 extra from me, then you don't even bother to call CPA, whatever who you dealing with, your financial department, to finalize this offer. You was under, like, give me $700 and here you go. And this is the last money what I have. You understand it? I'm patriotic too, but I have to eat something. I pay out of my pocket. And it's taken to completely different terms. Oh my God. I'm
Not that
freaking
a
out
different
actually
term.
here.
See, it's not the different term. It's going to be a lifetime solution. You're not supposed to renew it. There would be no hidden fee. There would be no additional fee. There was a fee. Like, you can read the email, all right? Like, if you see
I
the
read the
email,
email.
yeah, I have mentioned that.
Roger, did you find the agreement then you send me?
I sent it to you. I've sent the email to you
Here
already.
you go. This is an agreement between my company and your company.
Correct. But you
So
know,
what's
if you
happening now?
see, this is an agreement, but see, I never agreed you that the tax exemption will be accepted as a medium of payment, all right? The pricing was
Yes, you
settled.
was. Yes, you was. Because I tell you in the beginning, then I don't have.
Yes,
It's
I
very
told you, yes,
good.
we can. I told you,
Here you
yes, we
go.
can do that. I told you, yes, we can do that. But you know, I told you because I think that obviously everyone do that. Everyone wants to, you know, take the exemption on the tax. So I was in that kind of, you know, assumption. But right now, when I'm discussing with my CTA, he is, you know, not accepting it because he.
I understand it. You have to discuss it before you agree with me, before you take my $700. This is when you have to discuss it. Not right now. Right now you're putting me in a very bad position. So let me tell you what. In this case, since you are so in a hurry, receive $2,000 or whatever kind of, I like to you send me back $399 and $700, and we call it even. And I don't need to access to this website anymore. That's it, period. I just waste 2 months of time. It's okay. I can eat it. But you have to return my money back. That's it. No, no more job. No more work. No more anything.
Galena,
How about that? Yes.
see, no, we don't want to hold this website hostage, or we don't want to go into that route, all right? We want to provide
I
you
don't
the
see any
website.
other. I don't have money. I already tell you 100 times. I can tell you 100 more times. I don't have money. Either you going with this agreement, then we are agreed on, or you return me all the money and that's it, and we call it even. Your
See,
call.
even if we will do that, what we gonna do with this website that we created for you? It's almost completed. We're supposed to go live.
I understand, but nothing I can do about it. I will work with whatever website I have.
Galena, we don't want to waste your time, all right? You invested your time. We
You
created
already
a website.
waste 2 months of my time
Yeah,
because
exactly.
if
That's.
we exactly
I don't want that
you
to be.
working.
Get wasted. I don't want that time to get wasted, all right? I want to
Okay,
deploy this
what is your
website
solution?
as soon
What is
as
your
possible.
solution?
Hold on,
Don't
let me
tell me
give you.
this.
Hold on,
Don't
let me
tell
give
me
you a
this selling
solution.
speech.
Let me
Give me
you know, get you
solution.
a solution. Hold on, let me ask my manager. Let me give you a solution.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience. Elena, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, see, this is going to be, you know, the best we can do for you in this situation, all right? See, the prices are right in front of you. You can compare it with GoDaddy or any other service provider. They're way higher, all right? And we're providing you way cheaper, you know, as compared to any other service provider. But what I'm trying to tell you, see, there is a certain fee that is associated to this service, all right? We don't want to do any profit. We don't want to do any loss as well, all right? So the best I can do at this point of time in this situation with you, you pay $1,000, we provide you a lifetime server that is going to be your intellectual property. On that, we will create your 5 business emails for free. That is going to be in the database. Along with that, we will be providing you configuration of those emails on your computer, on your gadget, on your cell phone. With that, we will deploy your website live on that server by providing you the access to your cPanel, to your admin panel. We will show you how you update the website. We will show you how to change the website. Along with it, your domain that you have with Wix. It will no longer be with Wix, so you're not supposed to keep on paying Wix any penny, all right? It will take about 3 days, not more than that, 3 days to complete the process, your emails, your website host, your website deployed live, and your domain transferred to your host. With this $1,000, there will be no penny for the next 15 to 20 years to pay on this website project. And as I said, once the website is deployed live, we will give you screen sharing session training. We will show you how you make the changes on the website so you would not be dependent on anyone. As an additional, you know, cooperation, once the training session is completed, we will provide you a video user manual guide that you can always use to watch and, you know, just do some revisions on the changes and the options that you have on the back end, right? This is the best I can do, Galena, right? You have the email right in front of you. We promise the pricing, but yes, I do accept that. We were ready to accept that, you know, takes assumption certificate, right? It was supposed to be done at that point of time, to be very honest with you, because I did not did it on my own, right? I discussed it with my finance team. If you remember, I took a day to get back to you with this an update. I did not promise you right away when you shared with me, right? So I remember that. But now they do not want to accept it. As per their terms, it will be $1,000 for you, the best I can do. The best I can do.
I hear you.
It's a lifetime plan.
No, it doesn't work for me, unfortunately.
Can you repeat that?
I understand. It doesn't. It would not work for me, unfortunately. I understand all goodies that you can serve and how you can do it. I understand everything. And it's very appealing looking like. But if we not agree on whatever we agreed on, it's no go. You need to return my money and keep this website on the wall. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that.
Well, I would just, you know, tell you, I'll make this investment profitable for you, all right? I'll do that. I'll add social media as well as a part of it. I will do a promote your, you know, your NGO, right? And I'll make sure that you get a good recognition, all right, and good donations.
Isaac, I don't hold on. Don't start your sales speech. I understand you, and I agree with that. But I don't have money. How many times I have to tell you? Last 700 what I give you, this is like squeezing out of me. And I'm still struggling to pay it back because it was credit card. I don't want to go to details, but it's no goal. If we cannot do what we agreed on, then that's it. Please return my money back, $399 and $700, and that's it. And I'm sorry it was miscommunication, misunderstanding, or too much of a sales speech. I don't know how you can call it. But if we agree, I agree to go from this for all this lifetime, whatever, just because we agree on these terms. If these terms doesn't work anymore, then nothing I can do. Please return my money back and we go separate ways.
Well, Galina, what are we going to do with this website that we created? And, you know, let's say if we give you money, your money back, right? It's going to be something, you know, same that anyone would offer. Not same, obviously. They will be asking you to pay more. And, again, you would be investing more time to do something and create the website. Another 2 months will be invested. Try and understand that. I'll make sure that I'll help you this amount get recovered through donation. How? I will get organic traffic onto your website. That is in my expertise. I can do that for you. And instead of this 1,000, you will get 10,000. You get 20,000 in donation.
Look,
right?
let me tell you something. Your word, Galina, this website will be done in a couple of weeks. It was end of September we talked about it. End of two weeks, and by the end of October, you will receive something. So right now, it is end of October. The website is not ready yet, and you're asking for more money.
See, no, it's
what,
not
how,
like that.
How,
it's
hold
not,
on.
See,
yes, it is.
No,
hold on.
It's not
this
like
is the
that.
Fact. It is like that.
I'm
you
not
told
asking
me the
you to
website
pay
will
more
be
money.
Ready in 2 weeks.
All right,
it's
let me tell you another way, right? I'm not asking
okay.
you to pay me, all right? I'm asking you to just provide me the dedicated host server and the domain. Let's do this. And I'll deploy the website there, and I'll hand it over to you everything the same as I committed. I don't want you to take the host from me. What I offered you is if you take the host from me in that email, if you see the pricing, we were offering you dedicated server. If you see the pricing of that dedicated server with any other host provider, that is over $150 a month, all right? But what I provided, and if you see that, I provided in a very, you know, reasonable pricing because I wanted to provide that to you and I wanted you to grow and you to get, you know, donation because I wanted to contribute towards this cost that you're working on, all right? It was going to be my contribution. You need to realize that day I did ask my CPA, the team finance team, they approved it, but today they're not, you know, going with that option. So it's up to you if you want the host from us, dedicated host, lifetime host. My offer is the same. I'll give you that in 1,000 instead of, you know, 2,400 something that is right there in front of you in the email. I'm going just flat $1,000 and the services will be the same. Now you need to understand that there is a certain cost for everything, right? That cost is there, but you're not even taking care of half of the price, right? What you're paying is the certain fee to just get the ball rolling or to just get this the way you want. You really need to cooperate with us, Galina, because, see, I accepted that I told you that, yes, I will take the tax exemption certificate and we will adjust this for you, right? But at that point of time, we never took the exemption certificate from you. We never provided you. But now, you know, at this time...
Because you never sent me an invoice. You never fixed the texting on the stuff. This is what I was waiting for you. For me, it's easy peasy to issue you. I can issue you immediately. I can issue you tax deduction for $5,000 without any hesitation. But this was an agreement. I can increase deduction price. I can do tax deduction for $6,000. But I cannot pay you anything right now. I like to go with you. I like it, the job that Isaac did. It's very nice, looking fine.
And
hopefully,
trust me, you will get good donations as well. Trust me on that.
Hold on. I cannot trust you anymore because you already switched the terms. Then a year after that, you can tell me, like, I'm sorry, we misunderstand each other, and my partner disagree with something. And now it's not life term, it's just like 5-10 years or something. Because, first of all, you mentioned lifetime, now you're talking about 15-20 years. You don't know who's going to be in 15-20 years with us. Nobody does.
See, I'll pray to God that you live for the next 25 years, right? And till then, you know, I'll make sure. And you were supposed to pray to God for my life as well, right? That I stay for the next period of 25 years. So I
agree.
Can fulfill my promise, all right? Because I'm the man of my words. What I promise you, I will do it for you. And as I'm telling you that I'll make this investment profitable for you, I will. You can go to
my website. Okay, hold on.
Shelterforawanwoman.org,
We
deployed that website, you know, just a couple of months back, and they are getting over $10,000 every month as a donation from organic searches. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, if you are so certain, why won't we agree on something different? We do this live, and perhaps I owe you $2,000, right? Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So if, like, in next couple of months the donations start coming from event, I will pay you. If they not, they'll not. Then I don't pay you. If you're so certain on your job.
If it would be me, right? If it would be me, I'm ready to do that, right? If it would be me. But you need to understand here that I'm just the, you know, project manager working here, taking care of my bread and butter. That's it. I am not authorized to take these decisions, all right? And let's say I did try talk to them, like, on behalf of what you offer, but they're not interested to get the waiver, right? But I told them that the price for the service is about 2,400 something, and the waiver would be for 4,000. That's what I told them. They told me that, no, we don't want the tax assumption. The funds are supposed to be allocated for the service. And for the donation, we can do your social media. You can do your marketing. We can create reach onto the website so that you can optimize the donations that you get, especially from the organic searches. That's the best we can do. Can we do installment, and would that be possible for you to, you know, can we do that?
See, in this case, I accept your promises and just, you know, rolling dice and just it's gambling for me. Yes, Roger said
gambling.
Then it will be like
that. It's not gambling.
It is gambling. I mean, I tell you in the beginning, the first time when we start talking, it was already gambling for me. Because I should go with Wiggs dude who can fix whatever I need to be fixed, and it will cost me $500 and that's it, and game is over. No, I find you for some reason because you are very good on Google. As soon as I start search engineing and asking for something, here you go. I see your advertising. You can fix it, anything. I called. You tell me, yes, you can fix it. The next your step was not fixing Wix website. You offered me something different, which is kind of looks very attractive. Okay, you commit. I was committed, but we agreed. Then I pay you $700, and it will be, and the rest, like $5,000, I will give you a tax deduction, and that's it. And it will be life, and it will work, and everything is awesome. I don't mind to pay something in the future if websites really become popular and people start donating money left and right. I don't mind it, but if it's not, I cannot commit to something, then I'm not sure. It's gambling to me. Bottom line, you hear? You hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can.
The bottom line is I don't have any money right now to pay for it, and I don't see any other solution. Either you just return me money and that's it. I just don't see it. I don't see how else I can do it. I can't. I love to maybe. If I have like $5,000-$10,000, no problem. I will issue you $1,000-$2,000 and here you go. But I don't. I don't receive any salary working for this company. You understand it? Nobody receives money here. All the nations going to provide water for people who need it. And it's not a joke. It's a very huge cause.
I know,
so
I know.
I'm in the between rock and hard spot right now.
That
you
is
put
a basic
me in
necessity. I can completely understand that. Right? So I really wanted to cooperate with you, and this is the best I can do. Or I can give you installment. Two installment can be paid. All right? You can do that way as well. At least with the first installment, you're not playing gambling. All right? With this, we will deploy the website, and we will give you 2-3 months to start getting donations. When you get donation over $10,000, you can call us and tell us that you're ready to pay the remaining $500. Now, shall we call it a deal? Would that be okay for you? Because see, now this way, I eliminated the gamble thing, right? You're not paying gamble. You're just paying...
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I agree with you. And we started. Mm-hmm. We put this website live and donations start coming, mm-hmm. and I'll be able to pay you. This is one scenario. The other scenario, what if donations don't come? Then what?
You will not pay us. We will wait till the donations start coming in. And I told you the benchmark. If you're getting 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, even 8,000, 9,000 a month, don't pay me. But the month that you get 10,000 or over 10,000, just call me and tell me that you're ready to take care of your remaining 500. And we will work on your marketing as well right after that. You need to promise me on that you will work on marketing. You will start the marketing with us after paying that $500.
How much is going to cost me to market with you?
It depends. It depends on the mediums that we can highlight, all right? And as a rough estimation of cost, it would be, you know, $1,500, or we can lower down that to $850, right? It will be a range. $850 a month to $1,500 a month, all right? Obviously, there will be a certain, you know, ROI.
I can tell you something. Google, mm-hmm. which is the biggest search engine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Agreed to put our advertising for free because we are non-profit.
Really? You can do PPC
yes.
for free?
Yep. They will do it. Not me.
Uh-huh. So let's do that way. If they can do it for free, you do
so
it.
This is whole my point. It's like every step it will be more money and more money and more money.
No.
I don't know. This is exactly like it is.
See, ma'am, what I told you is spending on a certain budget on Google, right? Now, if Google is giving you the exemption, then there is no problem, right? That's what I said. I'll do it for you. I'll manage it for you. All right, let's do this. I'll manage it, and on behalf of you, I'll become your representative to Google, all right? And I'll do that for you. Now, what else do you want?
What I like to do? Stick with our agreement. This is what I like to do. Because you take me right now by the storm, and I'm very unpleasantly surprised that we even have this conversation.
Well, I really apologize. Now I'm started feeling, you know, a bit embarrassed actually, you know, a lot of embarrassment is here down deep inside my heart for this, but trust me on that this is the best I can do. You can compare the pricing with any other service provider. They charge you $150.
I know that.
See, Galena, I quoted you $45 a month, eliminating the profit from it, all right? And then again, I'm still lower down the cost for you and providing you this lifetime service. You think it's a gamble? But if 5 to 6 years, you would be using this website so short, right? Nothing's going to be happening to you for the next 10 years, I'm telling you, right? Because, you know, you are a good person, right? And God gave them, you know, long life is a blessing because, you know, you're working for other people, right? You're not working for yourself. You supporting a cause. You contributing towards the nature, right? So this is something that will help you, you know, live for the next 5 to 10 years. And I'll pray to God, right, that all my customers stay healthy and wealthy so that they can work with me in the longer run, right? Because the service that we offer, it's an ongoing business relationship, right? So we really want our clients to grow. And I'm telling you that it's not going to be a gamble. I promise you on that. I'm not telling you or nobody will call you to pay your remaining $500. With this $500, at least we'll start the ball rolling for you and you can witness the results yourself. And when you do that, you know, you can take care of the remaining balance and we can work for increasing more traffic on the website. If you want Google, you want to go with Google free service, we'll go to that. But normally, there is a paid advertisement that you're supposed to run on Google. So there
right,
is
I understand it. Hold on. I understand you are a very good talkative person, and you are a very good salesperson. But what is our bottom line? What are we going to do?
See, the bottom line is
Go ahead.
See, even I want to get to the bottom line, you know, and I want to sort this out for you, and I want to sort this out in your favor. So you tell me how we can do it.
What's the point to me to tell you how I can do it if you're not decision maker?
I am the decision maker, but I'm telling you the decision has been made that we cannot accept the tax exemption.
So, in the beginning, you accept tax deduction. Now you don't accept tax deduction. So you change your mind or whatever.
We did not change mind. I told you, yes, we can accept or take the tax exemption, all right? But the payment was never made. The invoice was never provided. The setup was never done. But now, we are in a situation where we telling you that it is not acceptable at this point of time.
Okay. You know, it's not accepted. It means it's not accepted. Nothing else I can do.
So, you know, let's go for the installment plan. And that will benefit you. Trust me.
What is it? Hold on. Not benefit me. It doesn't benefit me. It benefits people who need water. Tell me, what is it installment plan?
You can pay in 2 installments, $500 upfront. We will complete the work for you. We will deploy the website, and we will do your optimization. So you can start getting donation. And the day you get $10,000 donation, like the month, all right, not the day, the month you get $10,000 as a donation, that month you can call us and tell us that you're ready to pay. Nobody from us.
So hold on. Let me finalize it. You're saying that if I pay $500 today, then you finish it out the job, and next $500 So the total is $1,000, correct?
Correct.
Okay, no, it's not going to work.
Instead of 2,400.
It doesn't matter. 5,000, 6,000, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
Why it's not going to work? Why? You tell me why it's not going to work.
Because I don't have any money. How many times I have to repeat you? I do not have any money to put towards this website anymore. That's it. I'm over. You understand this? I don't want to go and borrow money somewhere from somebody because I never do that. It's a shame that I borrow money from credit card.
See, it's not a shame that you use credit card. Trust me, you can
it,
use
it,
credit
it,
card. And
you know what?
Hey.
Credit card charges 29% monthly. So if I don't pay this balance, I will be charged 29%. This is you're calling it good? It means you need a little bit financial education in this case. No, it's not good. Borrowing money, it's not good. You have to earn your money. And I don't have any money, even on a credit card. I don't have. My credit card is full. I don't have nobody to borrow $500 right now to go. So in this case, I don't see any other way out. We just call it even. You send me my money back and that's it.
Well, Galina, you tell me then, you know, what I can do for you to get this, you know. Let's say you think 1,000 is not good. You tell me what is going to be the amount.
I don't have any idea. It's not about 10,000 or 20,000.
Hold on.
In order for me to move forward, I have to pay you $500 today or tomorrow, and I don't have it. Did you understand my broken English? I do not have $500 to put it. I'm not talking about the next 500, like when I receive 10,000 or 20,000. Doesn't matter. I don't like to owe people money. I do not.
All right,
I never
do. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Just pay 500, right? And then there will be no balance. But when you see donation coming in, you will work with us on marketing, right? Or let's say if you plan out to work on marketing, you will only work with us, all right?
Actually, your marketing is included in this deal where you send me for $5,000. Exactly.
Social media management.
Now you're saying completely different.
No.
Go ahead.
What I was telling you, if you remember, we discussed about Google paid marketing, right? And you told me, as you being an NGO, you have this exemption that you're not supposed to pay Google for marketing, correct? So I told you that I will manage that for you, right? So when it comes to marketing, you will consider us for managing that. Now, keeping this apart from what I already committed, I told you that I will create your social media platform, I will do the posting for you, and I will make sure the clients are getting redirected from your social media platform to your website. And that is all included in that 500. I told you that. I'll provide that to you. Not a problem. But the other market...
Yeah, last time, what we talked, we already agreed. 700 and that's it, and everything will be awesome. Now it's going to be an extra other something, and then I guarantee you,
mm-hmm.
after something will be done and my website will be live, I guarantee you, you will come up with some kind of new sales ideas, then I have payment and another.
It's not going to be like that.
100% agree, because you're not straight, you're too flexible. It was
right,
2,000, now it's 500, come on, people.
Do you have the access to your email?
Yes.
All right, hold on for a second. Before I say anything, let me do this for you. All right, Galina. Just check your email. Update your send and receive.
I'm on the phone right now.
Yeah, you can put me on the speakerphone. You can check my email.
I'm checking email. Here you go. What?
Yeah, read that.
I'm reading it right now. Okay, and so what do you like me to do about it?
I'm just
you just tell me why you email me the same like you just tell me. Okay, $500 and that's it. And then everything will be on.
Exactly.
Why are you texting me this? It's not so agreement.
This
is bullshit.
So that we can complete the project for you.
We're supposed to complete the project for the last $700, then I send you.
See, with 700, there was a tax exemption for 4,000, right?
Yes.
I told you that we will go that route because my finance team agreed upon it, right? But since it was not done, right? It was back in like last month we discussed that, correct?
Yes.
Now they are not ready to accept it, and I'm not the boss. I'm not the owner of the company. Since they are not ready to accept it, if you don't want it from us, you can get the host from anywhere else. But if you want me to sort this out for you, I'm doing it. This is the best I can do, Galina. Trust me. We're not doing any business in this project. We're just trying to contribute from our end to your project, from to this cause that you're working on. And we really appreciate that you're doing this kind of a thing, all right? You're being very transparent with us that you're not getting paid for being a volunteer. Just being a volunteer there, you're not getting paid. And I literally appreciate that. And if you know, when we discuss your project on the production floor with the team, Isaac, every time he told me or, you know, maybe, you know, you might not like it, he tells people that, all right, this is my grandma's project, right? That's what he tells people right there. There is a certain emotional attachment that we have on this project, and we're doing our best for it.
Oh, you consider it grandma project? Okay.
No, he it's not.
Doesn't matter.
He portrayed that to the production team, that this project is from the family, all right? So it should be handled in a very best way that everyone can do, all right? So that's what he told people there, all right? And we're trying to provide our best contribution towards this project. That's what I'm trying to connect you.
Right. But grandma is...
Never made mistake. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Grandma don't have money no more. That's it.
Well, you
dry.
And that.
The wheel is dry. That's it. So
see,
I'm very, very, very sad and very unfortunate. Roger, I don't see any other way. You just please. I just received invoice from Isaac for $700. What about $399 what you received in August? I don't receive invoice for that either. So let's just return me money, $399 and $700. And we call it even.
Please, let's not do it, please. Please,
well,
Galina. Please, I'm requesting you.
You can do whatever you please, but if I don't have money, what can I do? What can I do if I don't have money?
All right.
What would you do if it's like awesome offer, and you try to trust these people,
all right,
but
Galina,
you don't have money,
right,
what
Galina,
can you do?
What can I do? Now, I'm going to tell you what I can do for you, right? I'm going to go ahead, and it's going to be on me, all right? Being the employee of this company, on behalf of my surety, I'm going to go ahead and get this on my, you know, I would say accountability or liability, and I'll deploy the website live for you. I will not ask you to pay me. I will wait till you get good donations on this website, and I wait till that day when you call me and pay me $2,400. Make it a deal. Now tell me, would you do that? When you can, I'm not telling you, pay me next month, pay me after 2 months, pay me after 6 months. I'm telling you, just keep that in your mind that you owe me, you know, $2,000. And whenever you can, whenever this organization can do that, call me and take care of this amount.
No, it's not going to work because I have to, this decision I cannot make on my own. I have to go to board of directors and talk about it. If they agree, they will agree, but I don't think so they will be agree because none of my board members owe money to anybody. Not to credit card, not to anybody. To anybody. They are not rich, but they never have loan to anybody. So it's not going to work.
I'm not telling you
and
that.
And hold on, especially.
All right, one more thing. Just add one more thing there, and then I'll let you speak. Just add that let's say on the judgment day, I will not claim this amount, all right? So let's say if you fail to pay me back, that's fine. I will not claim this amount on the judgment day, right? That's fine. So let's say if they don't take...
Roger, you already tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
What we agree in the beginning, when I pay you $700, you already tell me that.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to, talk to any other business, all right, and I will tell them that I can get them a tax exemption, all right, and maybe,
yes.
You know, as an exchange, they will pay me, and you will give them the tax exemption, all right? Would that be possible
yes.
for you to do?
Yes.
$6,000 tax exemption?
Easy.
All right. And how maximum amount, how maximum amount you can do? So I can just make it valuable for the others.
Well, at this point, I like to see exactly a contract between my company and your company signed
mm-hmm.
by decision makers, what it will be included, what it is, and how it's going to be. And I need it in signed because I will present to board of directors of mine, and then we will sign and that's it. Tell me, like, perhaps, if this is like, if we're talking about money, how much money all this, your offer, will cost to somebody else if we're non-profit, just regular business people? How much this website will cost?
It will be somewhere around $8,000 to $10,000. A total of $8,000 to $10,000. That includes your social media, your custom backend, your website platform, your content, right? Your host, your domain, everything included. If you want, we can do screen share, right? Tomorrow we can do that. And I can show you what others have paid.
No, I don't need to. I trust you on that. I don't have any questions.
Hmm.
I trust you on that. Like, it is $10,000. It is $10,000.
Yes, it is.
I will give you a tax deduction for $10,000.
All right, and I can.
But Roger, I need a sign agreement on it.
Sign agreement. All right. We'll get that for you.
Will need an invoice for $399 as well.
All right. I'll provide that to you.
Okay.
All right. And tomorrow?
Tomorrow I maybe have a little bit time in the morning, but the rest of the day will be very busy.
So I'll try going live tomorrow morning, all right, and do the setup for you. And tomorrow we'll start the process for your domain transfer.
Right. Let's do step on the time. First of all, you do whatever. Why we need a life? You just have agreement between us. Sign
right.
it, whatever, who going to sign it. I need to be signed by decision maker, what they agree
right.
on it.
And in that, I will add the price for $10,000?
Right.
All right. I'll do that. And you will give me the exemption. All right, I'll do that
right.
for you. And, you know, we will do
don't
this.
Don't forget to mention this $399 and $700. So if it will be $10,000, it will be $10,700 plus $300, $11,000 something something. Just
yeah.
do exactly amount.
All right, $399 and $700 and $10,000.
And $10,000, yes.
I got it. And invoice will be sent. All right, I'll send it. $399
okay.
supposed to be sent. We have $700 already, the invoice. And the other
yes.
invoice I will send will be for $10,000. So the total.
Yes, and I will send you immediately receipt, tax deduction for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will provide all necessary logins to login everything.
All right, perfect.
Sounds good
to me, but I will, you know, trust
okay.
me.
Okay.
The finance team is manager is gone. Now I'm going to, you know, talk to him. Right, well, however,
okay.
I'll manage it for you. Don't worry. All right, Galina, thank
okay.
you so much for
okay.
your time. Have a lovely
thank
evening
you,
ahead,
Roger.
And take care of yourself. Bye.
Okay.